You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Rima. This week, we focus on the first official World Hepatitis Day. Viral hepatitis is one of the most prevalent and serious infectious diseases in the world. To increase awareness of viral hepatitis, the diseases and discrimination it causes, the World Health Organization has declared the 28th July as World Hepatitis Day. The slogan for this year is Know It, Confront It. Hepatitis affects everyone, everywhere. Dr. Steve Versma, the focal point for viral hepatitis issues at WHO, tells us about the prevalence of the disease.
Hepatitis is one of the most common infectious diseases, and it causes a huge burden of disease. We're talking about 500 million or 500 million people that are infected with this disease, and most of those people have no idea that they're infected. Viral hepatitis infects people that are rich, that are poor, regardless of their ethnic affiliation or their religious affiliation. It's really something that is truly global.
In her message on World Hepatitis Day, Dr. Margaret Chan, WHO's Director General, explains the impact on global health.
Each year, nearly 1 million deaths are attributed to infections with viral hepatitis. Worldwide, hepatitis viruses B and C are the leading cause of liver cancer, accounting for more than 75% of cases. Hepatitis A and E viruses are transmitted by food and water and continue to cause outbreaks around the world.
Outbreaks of hepatitis result in significant illness and deaths, especially in pregnant women. Outbreaks can be enormously disruptive for trade and tourism. Dr. Chan urges that more needs to be done.
My first advice to people, get tested. Many millions of people are chronic carriers of these viruses, show no symptoms, and yet develop severe, life-threatening disease later in life. Knowing your status helps you to take measures to protect your own health and that of your family.
Today, safe and effective vaccines are widely available to prevent hepatitis A and B, and blood screening before transfusion can prevent transmission of hepatitis B and C. Greg Allman, a rock and blues singer, guitarist and songwriter and founding member of the Allman Brothers Band, was diagnosed with chronic hepatitis C in 1999. In 2010, he underwent a liver transplant because of the disease's ravaging effects on his body. He's now back in good health and lending his voice to raise awareness of hepatitis C, including a benefit concert to encourage others to take action. He tells us about his experience with the disease.
I didn't have any energy at all. I had lethargy real bad, and after about a week and a half of it, I figured something was wrong. My doc told me that I could have Hep C, and he did a blood test, and it was positive. I'm not gonna fool you. It was rough. It was very rough. But sometimes you gotta bite the bullet to get to hard times.
Charles Gore is the president of the World Hepatitis Alliance, an umbrella organization of patient groups around the world, and a key partner in promoting the World Hepatitis Day. He is also living with hepatitis C and explains why this World Hepatitis Day is groundbreaking.
This first official World Hepatitis Day is very important because what it does is it sends a signal to people living with viral hepatitis that the world cares about this as an issue. Viral hepatitis is something that just has never received very much publicity, it's not talked about, and consequently, if you say to people, what is hepatitis, they don't know. If you say, what is the difference between A, B, and C, they don't know. And that is something that we absolutely have to change.
People living with hepatitis have not only the problems of the disease itself, but also they often have to deal with stigma and discrimination.
It impacts on people's access to employment, to jobs. It impacts on access to education. And often it's more general social ostracization. And the key problem with stigma is that it undermines efforts to tackle hepatitis, which means that it has to be looked at the same time as all the other interventions around awareness, prevention, access to testing and treatment. Because what stigma does is it makes people assume that it's just other people who are infected or are at risk. And so it stops people listening to awareness messages and prevention messages. And it also stops people coming forward to get tested and also to get treatment because they fear the consequences of doing that.
So what is the World Health Organization doing to address the multiple health and social problems associated with viral hepatitis? Dr. Steve Weismer explains.
WHO has developed a comprehensive strategy. This strategy involves getting the message out like we're doing on World Hepatitis Day, it involves collecting more data, it involves strengthening the success stories that we've already been involved in the areas of prevention, but most importantly, it involves addressing these chronic disease issues. So we're talking about screening people who might not know that they're infected, providing care and ultimately treatment so that we can save their lives.
Just as Greg Ullman told his story, the World Hepatitis Alliance is encouraging all people living with hepatitis across the world to send in their stories to the Alliance website. The goal is to show that this is something that affects us all. Hepatitis is everywhere and it affects everyone. If you want to share your story, with your name or anonymously, send it in to the World Hepatitis Alliance website. Visit www.worldhepatitisalliance.org. That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.